Okay.
Hi, I'm Circe Olson Wessner, and I'm the director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Tejeros, New Mexico. And this is another podcast from the museum's Veteran Family Community Collaborative. Our guest today is Paul Smith, who is a certified peer support specialist at the Black Hills VA Hospital in Hot Springs, South Dakota. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
And thank you for carving out some time today to talk to me. I want our listeners to know that Paul and I were colleagues at the Albuquerque VA, so we go back quite a ways. And
Yes.
apparently, not long after I retired from the VA, you changed career paths and now you're a certified peer support specialist. Can you tell our listeners what that is?
Okay. Well, in the VA, all peers are veterans, and they try to look for veteran peers that are going to be working with client veterans with similar issues. Let's just put it that way. It could be substance use disorder, it could be PTSD, a lot of things. And the peer's job is really to, and well, my job is to model recovery since I'm working at an inpatient facility.
So, from the title, I'm assuming there's some sort of certification involved. What qualifications or background do you have to have, and what is the process to become a certified peer specialist? And then also, how long does it take?
Right. Okay. Well, most of the background is your life experience, going through the hard knocks and learning lessons, maybe the hard way, and helping somebody else who's maybe doing the same thing, helping somebody to maybe avoid some of those hard knocks. As far as the training or education goes, there are two types of certifications. First being a state certification, which not all states do that, but many do. And then there's the national certification. Either way you go, the state or national, it's about a 2-week course. Of course, then the state certification costs a lot less than the national. My experience was, since I ended up doing both, the state was, oh gosh, it might have been $300, and then the national was about $1,200.
So where do you get the certification then? Is it like on a, is it a VA website thing, or is it a, you just Google it or what?
Right. Well, my first certification was in New Mexico, and the state of New Mexico was the certifying agency. When I came to South Dakota, I learned after I got here that I needed a national certification because my state of New Mexico wasn't going to be honored after the cutoff date because they're only good for a few years. Then you have to do some recertifying. Yeah.
So if you Google peer support certification course, you'll come up with different methods.
Right. Right. As far as the national certification went, I was referred and scheduled by a regional VA to go through RI International. They're based in Phoenix. They are a preferred provider, but they're amongst other companies as well that can do that.
Okay, cool. So what kind of things do peer support specialists do?
Okay, good question. It really depends on, where you're working. When I was in Albuquerque, I was assigned to HUD-VASH housing, helping veterans get into subsidized housing. But specifically, I was on an outreach team, going out and looking for veterans in the community, usually homeless veterans, and checking with them if they were signed up with the VA. And if not, we bring them in and help them get started. Here in the Black Hills, I work at an inpatient drug and alcohol treatment facility, which also treats PTSD. But there are other peer jobs in primary care, for example, where, I'm not sure what all the duties would be for that individual, but helping patients out that whatever their challenges may be. Maybe it's just counseling. I'm sure there's lots more, maybe taking people to appointments. I've done a lot of that. Mainly just trying to fill a need, but the problem is usually defining the scope of your work within the position that you're in. And of course, that requires some close collaboration with your supervisor.
Yeah, well, I can see, because if you have a very broad scope, you may find yourself doing things that you really shouldn't or oughtn't be doing. But it sounds like the rationale from the VA perspective is to hire people who have had similar experiences as the client to work in this field. So am I correct? If you were to be hired, you need to at least have personal experience in whatever, as well as being certified.
Right. And we just talk about that as being our life experience in whatever area that we're going to be sharing with and helping our veteran clients.
So do you think it's more effective? Has it proven to be more effective to have peers working with or supporting peers?
No question about it. Many, many times veterans have come to me and in counseling, for instance, and given me insight onto what's really bugging them. And, you know, it's easier for a peer and a veteran to have an open relationship to where they're going to trust the peer and say things that they might not say to a clinician at first. The rapport is easier, I would say. Then, of course, that allows me to give the clinician the insight that I gained, and so that we can try to formulate a plan to help this individual.
So I think we talked about how to pursue becoming a certified peer support specialist. Do you think it's a good idea for anybody who's interested in this work to go ahead and get certified just in case? Does this translate? Does this, if you go and get the state certification for like whatever state you're in, a lot of hospitals probably do this. It isn't just for VA, right?
Right. Peers work in hospitals, in treatment centers. They work for insurance companies. A lot of times people have a medical insurance card. On the backside of that card, they can call for social work or peer support assistance if needed.
And
yeah, there's a whole lot of areas that we can work in.
Wow. Okay. So getting a peer support specialist certification could be really beneficial and a broader career. That's pretty cool to know. So if there is no open position for a peer support specialist at, you know, our listeners' local VA, can someone who has experience in peer support or someone in programs work as a volunteer at the VA? Like, could you have somebody say, hey, I'm a certified, peer support specialist. Can I volunteer here? Or is this a strictly paid position?
No, I think you're tracking exactly what a person would want to do, because, in fact, peer support grew out of a volunteer effort. You know, in the past, you might see veterans hanging out at the VA just because a lot of veterans do, drinking coffee and talking to their friends. They might notice a veteran that's new to that facility walk by several times, and he's obviously doesn't know where he's at or could use some assistance, and they would walk up, introduce themselves, and point him in the right direction. Mm-hmm. That's basically doing peer support right there.
That's interesting. Yeah, you don't think about that. Yeah, and so I know that sometimes the VA does have veterans leading others, you know, help support groups. So I think that's cool. So how can interested listeners apply for a VA peer support specialist position? Is this a USA Jobs thing, or is it an internal process?
Well, it's both. It's both. They're posted internally first for employees that are already on staff that might become peers, like I was. I was a scheduler, you know, when we worked together, when we were in Albuquerque. And so I got in on the internal, but then it goes outside But in either case, it's usajobs.gov.
Okay, yeah. So that is important. I think, as far as I know, all people who want to work for the federal government have to go through USA Jobs. I'm not sure that's always the case, but definitely USA Jobs is the first place I would suggest people look to. So let me just ask you this, because it sounds like it's a successful program and maybe it's even growing. Have any of the veterans you've worked with gone on to become certified peer specialists? Do you get any feedback from anyone about the program?
Yeah, good question. I probably referred about 10 veterans that have graduated our program. Mm-hmm. Out of those 10, currently three that are working as peer specialists that I am still mentoring. It's a growing program. Sometimes these guys, you know, they see what I do and they see that we're the same and they get inspired. And you know, especially a veteran that doesn't, let's say he's looking for a reason to get up in the morning. You know, he might be already 100% service connected and doesn't have to go to work, but that's where he gets into trouble because he's got too much time on his hands and so forth. So he can volunteer or he can become a peer support specialist, either with the state or national certification.
Well, that's really cool. So I was just thinking, you know, getting back to veterans, if there are any veterans out there listening to our podcast today who have not even enrolled at their local VA for whatever reason, I mean, for care, for, you know, in your opinion, why should they take that first step and sign up to enroll in the VA, become a VA patient? I'm asking you as a veteran, not as a VA employee, by the way.
Right on. Well, when I came to the VA, it was to do an intensive outpatient program for substance use disorder. Mm. It was after that that I learned that I really needed to enroll because I wasn't enrolled. Well, I guess I did to do that program, but at the same time, and then I realized all the different jobs and opportunities that were available through the VA that I wouldn't have known about otherwise.
Right. But also, you know, coordinated healthcare and, you know, there's so many benefits that people don't know about. Exactly. My husband retired decades ago and he found out only about 8 months ago that he still had GI Bill benefits. And he went back in and, oh my gosh, he had money to spend on. Right. You know, he thought he had, you know, had lost it, but he hadn't. So I know you have to go back to work, but before you go, is there anything you would like to tell our listeners about either the VA, any of the VA benefits or the peer support program?
Well, I think staying with peer support, I would consider it to be the best thing that I've ever done. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of satisfaction from kind of doing 12-step type stuff, you know, and seeing people actually change their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, and they come through our program and sometimes they're pretty sick. And when they get here and then you see them change over a few months and then going on to become a peer, you know, there's those three guys that I'm mentoring and that are now passing that forward to other veterans. And I think that's just really the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It sounds awesome. Well, I wanted to thank you for coming on the podcast today. And I wanted to thank our listeners for tuning in and also to remind them that this podcast has been brought to you by the Museum of the American Military Family and Learning Center and our Veteran Family Collaborative out here in Tejeras, New Mexico. And thank you to our guest, Paul Smith from the Black Hills VA Hospital in beautiful Hot Springs, South Dakota. It's been great. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Circe. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.